Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. And in studio, what an honor. We're going to be talking about a movie today, a tremendous movie that we're going to highly recommend. Joe Scott, welcome back to Bob Inyart Live.
Thanks, Bob. It's a pleasure to be here.
I have never in my life had any kind of an urge to see the Dukes of Hazzard.
Me either.
Never.
Yeah. No, I've had an urge to shut it off of some people's TVs.
I've never even seen one episode or a half of an episode. I just see some promo of some cars flying through the air, some crazy guys. It turns out that one of the actors in Dukes of Hazzard is in this movie, October Baby. And he's John Schneider. We'll also be talking about the rest of the cast, Rachel Hendricks and Jason Berkey.
Right, the love interest.
This movie, it was released in advance in Mississippi, and my wife, Cheryl, saw October Baby in Mississippi with Leslie Hanks.
Oh, I wasn't aware that she saw it.
Yeah, that was back in November. It turns out now the movie has its national release just 10 days ago, March 23rd. So we got to go see it with you and your husband.
Right, and your brother
Ken
and
Scott,
his wife.
My brother, Brian Enyart, and Jennifer. And Cheryl and I, it was truly a stunning movie. And you know what I love? Just like Alleged, which is about the Scopes Monkey Trial, and it features all these mainstream Hollywood actors, yet it's a conservative, Christian, creationist perspective of the Scopes Monkey Trial, which Hollywood made with Inherit the Wind. And now this time, Hollywood got it right. In Alleged.
Yes. It's not often that happens.
Not often, but what a high-quality production. Sometimes you think of Christian-friendly movies as not having that Hollywood look and feel.
Right. Expensive you have to talk production. Your friends into sitting and watching it because they'll say, oh, that's just a B-movie,
right.
But
right.
Not Alleged and not October Baby.
So this is a new era in the opportunity to enjoy movies with your family. Movies that affirm life, that affirm the truth of God as our creator. This movie, Joe, there was hardly a dry eye in the house.
Mine weren't. Mine weren't. I had a hard time.
Yeah. In fact, Joe Scott didn't want to go to the movie because
she
said she was exhausted and she would simply fall asleep during it.
Right.
So during the movie, my wife nudged you and said, Joe, are you asleep?
I said, no.
Yeah, just a tremendous movie. And in a few minutes, I think we're going to have one of the cast.
Right.
Of
I'm
October
excited.
Baby. And so that will be really super. We'll see if that happens. But first, real tragic story. At least five people are reported dead at a small Christian university in California. This is from Fox News.
Oh, my.
Yeah. A suspect is in custody. Not a lot of additional information, including no information about a motive. The couple details that are available about the shooter don't even seem to be helpful in understanding the story, so I'd rather not even report on those. But this is the Oikos University, Oikos, and that's the Greek word for house.
Where is it in California?
Let's see. You're from California.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's from Oakland.
Oakland. Okay.
Yeah, Oakland, California. And Oikos, of course, people talk about dispensationalism and the economy. Economy, oikonomia, that's a Greek term, and it means house rules.
Mm-hmm.
So Oikos is house, like the house of Israel, for example.
Okay.
The house of Israel. So there are rules that God had for the house of Israel. And then there's the household of faith, the body of Christ. And there are different rules, like Israel would circumcise, and the body of Christ does not circumcise. That's one example of quite a few examples in the Bible where the house rules changed. Anyway, it's interesting to me that that's the name of this university, Oikos University.
Well, we need to keep the families of the people who were killed in
What a great, great tragedy today in California, in the Oakland area. This small Christian university, Oikos University, a shooting. At least 5 people are dead, according to Fox News. So please be in prayer for everybody involved. And apparently the suspect is in custody. He needs to come to terms with what he's done. He yes. will one day stand before God. So this is a great tragedy. But let's go from tragedy back to celebrating this movie. Joe Scott, it's an honor to have you in studio because you are, for 30 years, a sidewalk counselor. Hundreds of babies have been saved, confirmed through your efforts. Yeah. And we have, what an honor to have on the line one of the cast of October Baby, Jason Berkey. Jason, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hi, thank you, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Jason, you're welcome. We saw a group of us went out to see October Baby this weekend, and the movie, you know, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, Jason, the movie is stunningly fabulous.
Unbelievable, Jason. I loved it. I was exhausted when I went to see the movie. They had to talk me into going to see it because yeah. I was so tired, and I forgot that I was tired while I watched that
oh,
movie.
Oh, gosh. Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate that.
Well, Jason, could you give us some of your thoughts about the movie? What I'm dying to do is what I'm not going to do. We don't want to be spoilers.
Right.
And the movie just builds and builds. And by the end of the movie, the audience is stunned. But, Joe, we simply can't tell the audience why they're going to be stunned when they go to see the movie.
No, we can't. But
Jason,
they need to go see it to find out.
Yeah. But please give us your thoughts about participating in October Baby.
You know, this whole thing has just blown me away. I feel honored to have been a part of it, and it was fun making it. Got to work with good friends, and just seeing the responses of audience members doing these pre-screenings leading up to the release, and now that the film is in theaters, we've just been hearing great stories of people that are connecting with the film in some way.
Yeah, Jason, I saw John Schneider, who's also in the movie, plays the dad of your love interest, and he was on, I think it was the Today Show, which is not normally a friendly environment for someone mentioning any kind of a pro-life issue, but he said there was a segment of society that he had no idea existed, and that is people who have survived abortions.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that got my interest, and my wife had gone to Mississippi. Cheryl was in Mississippi during their personhood campaign, and
oh, wow.
she saw October Baby in a pre-release there. That might have been one of the showings that you were referring to.
Mm-hmm.
And she came back and told us what a great movie it was, and so we're thrilled now with its national release. Do you have any indication of how it's doing? You know, how has it done in film festivals? How's it doing now that it's in the theaters?
The opening weekend, we just had a tremendous response. We ended up number 8 in the box office and number 1 in limited release films after opening weekend, which is crazy, being that we're in less than 400 theaters and
wow,
nearly every other movie that's out right now is in, you know, at least 1,000 or more. And it's just been incredible, the response we've gotten. And I think we held strong through this second weekend as well. I'm not sure quite what the numbers are yet. But,
so it's the success of the underdog, which is partly the story. Jason, obviously we don't know you. Joe Scott is here in studio. We don't know you as a person, a human being, an individual. But whoever wrote your lines for you, you've got to get that person and ask them to be your life counselor.
That's right, Jason.
Because your character was simply the most likable, best character of anybody in any movie. And even when you had the opportunity to really slam somebody, I'm talking about in character, like your girlfriend earlier on, and even when you had the opportunity to rightly slam her, your character was just respectful and just went on to the more important part of your life. And
just a gracious guy. You don't see that very often in movies anymore.
Yeah, now Jason, in real life, come on, what are you like in real life?
No, just kidding. I owe a lot of that to John and Teresa Preston, who wrote the script. They just wrote some great dialogue. And And, you know, I was able to connect with my character in a lot of ways. They had written this script with Rachel and I and some of the other actors in mind to play these roles. And so they kind of tailored it to our personalities. And so it felt very natural while filming. In a sense, we were just kind of being ourselves on screen and putting ourselves in these different situations. Mm-hmm.
So you were friends with Rachel before the film?
Yes. Yeah, Rachel is a great friend of mine. We had all, a lot of the cast and crew had worked with the Irwins on a television pilot in 2009, and that's how we all met. And we just clicked. We formed this close family together. And so
Rachel Hendricks is in the movie. She's your love interest, the star of the movie, Hannah. So, wow, this is interesting that you guys were friends. Jason, let me, and by the way, my producer who's sitting right on the other side of the glass, Daryl Berkey, says to say hi because all the Berkeys in the U.S.
are
all cousins one way or another.
Yeah, I was wondering what you meant when you said my cousin just stepped out of the studio. I was like, oh, really?
So,
yeah, funny.
So Daryl says to say hi, but Joe Scott, who's my special guest host today, she has been a sidewalk counselor 5 days a week for 30 years, urging women that they can be loved and cared for with their baby. They don't have to go into Planned Parenthood and have their baby aborted. And Jason, we have something we call confirmed saves here in Denver. When a mom decides to change her mind at the abortion clinic and doesn't go through with it and tells us that she's going to keep her baby, we call that a confirmed save. And since we've been tracking, there have been now over 1,000 babies who've been saved by Joe Scott's ministry with her husband Ken and other pro-lifers here in Denver. And on the way here to the studio, Joe, there was a baby saved today. Is that true?
Yes, that's true. And a woman called me for an abortion today, and I was able to talk her into keeping her baby.
She was She was confused. She got some literature, and she thought that if she called you, you could help her get an abortion.
Right.
So now, Jason, praise God that another child has been saved.
Wow, yes. And Joe, thank you for what you do. That's incredible.
Well, Jason, I have to thank you for being a part of this movie. This movie is going to help my ministry, and it's going to soften the country's heart towards the women that have difficult situations for abortion and make them aware of that there are children that survive and they are worthy and they are worthy of our love and respect and abortion is hurting women.
And what this shows, a single decision affects so many people.
Right.
And it also shows, of course, the personhood and the humanity of the child. So, Jason, it's an honor to talk with you. Any last word or comment for our audience? And also maybe we've been doing the show for 20 years, we don't often talk to Hollywood stars.
That's right.
But I got to spend a week out in Hollywood in the editing room for a movie that came out this past year called Alleged on the Scopes Monkey Trial. And it had Brian Dennehy and Fred Thompson and Colm Meaney and Ashley Johnson from The Help. A lot of great actors and actresses in it. And that's also a movie that's family-friendly and from a Christian perspective. But is there anything you could share with us actually about making a movie that maybe an insight you might have that we could enjoy?
Oh, well, you know, the process of making a film is a crazy one. It's, you're kind of going into battle together, and while you're filming it, you're wondering what's going to happen with it, you know, because it's trying to get distribution and all of that is a whole nother beast.
Well, the effort is such a massive effort. Mel Gibson once said that it takes a miracle to make a bad movie. And I really didn't understand what he meant until I was involved with Alleged. And I saw the enormous effort that goes into making a movie. Just to pull off a bad movie would be a miracle.
Yeah.
To make a good movie is just such an extraordinary thing, and you guys have done it. When you ran into the ocean, was it cold?
No, it was actually strangely warm, and
and the BP oil spill had just happened, so we were swimming around in some oil. It was fun.
Okay.
Good. That was a refreshing experience after shooting for a long day in the heat. But it was fun. This project was, like I said before, it was a ton of fun to work on, and I think my eyes have kind of been open to the effect that it's having on people and the power that films can have on audiences.
All right. Well, Jason Berkey, last question, and it comes from Joe Scott.
Do you have anything in the future, another project planned similar to this one? Or
I worked on a few other independent feature films last year that should come out this year. I think they're going to do the festival circuit, maybe have a DVD release later on. This is definitely the biggest project I've been a part of. Other than that, just continuing to work on the craft of acting and auditioning and still plugging away. So,
all right. Well, and Jason, I don't know how many interviews somebody would encourage you to see a movie, but you might want to grab a DVD of this Alleged that came out last year on the Scopes Monkey Trial. If you haven't seen it, it's also tremendous.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out. That sounds interesting.
All right. All right, Jason Berkey, thank you so much for your time. It's an honor.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome, guys. Jason.
All right. So, Joe, we're dancing around the plot of the story because you don't want to give away the story, and there's so much of this that you so easily can give it away. But
right.
the fact that this is a young woman who survived an abortion is, you know, that's the plot line. And
it doesn't mean
fine.
That she survived having an abortion. It means she was being aborted and survived.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And this has happened, and some people who this has happened to have gone on to have incredible ministries and opportunities.
Right. You know, I read what Gianna Jensen said. Gianna Jensen actually did survive an abortion. And
we flew her out here
to
speak on a couple of occasions, actually, at our personhood events, pro-life events. And she's one of the heroes who are telling people the truth that, look, they tried to abort me, and I was a child. I'm a person.
And I had a right to life.
Yeah, they're trying to kill me.
I have worth.
I'm pretty resilient. So they tried to kill me and they missed me.
Right.
We have to stop killing kids.
Well, Gianna Jensen said that she laughed so hard, she cried so hard, and healed, which really touched my heart because this tremendous trauma, knowing that your own mother was going to try to kill you, then all of the surgeries and things that she had to go through as she was getting older, she has a lot that she's had to overcome. And this movie ministered to her heart.
Yeah.
And that meant a lot to me.
Yeah, I was thinking about Gianna watching this. How could you not if you know her? In fact, she came out a while back, and since she was here for a pro-life event, you know, we thought it'd be a good idea to have her go to the Capitol to say the Pledge of Allegiance or sing.
She was going to sing it, the national anthem.
That's right. So as she's ready to sing, one of the state senators, said, and we just want to let everybody know that Gianna was literally aborted. An abortionist tried to kill her, and she survived.
Right.
And Joe, you would have thought that you threw poison
on them. I was there.
The legislators.
When they came unglued, one of the women, I don't remember her name, was running down the aisle yelling, "Stop, don't tell the story." It was terrible.
Yeah, and I've seen this. Let's say you go to the Colorado State Fair and you're in Colorado Right to Life's booth, and you have pictures of children at the different levels of gestation. These are little babies, like were published by Life magazine for the first time in history back in the 60s. And when that happened, people were in awe at these pictures, just in awe. Look at these precious children. We're not talking about pictures of aborted babies,
just babies,
which certainly is gruesome.
Right.
We're talking about precious little babies. And you see the reaction of people who are physically repulsed by the picture of a little baby.
Because they don't want to be confronted with it. It's a baby.
This is a baby. So what's happened is the coarsening of our culture and the hardness of hearts, that people actually, in truth, they have become hardened against a child in the womb. There is a jihad against children, and that has consequences.
Yes,
China. I went to Starbucks, and Starbucks has their daily news of the day. You click on, you get for
right.
free. And Starbucks had a report of female infanticide in China and female sex selection abortion, and they indicated, and this is, of course, they just, you know, subscribe to some service that they dish out to their customers.
Right.
But here I am on Starbucks homepage. I click on China's demographic crisis, and they kill 20 million girls more than boys because girls are targeted.
Right. And so now there's no girls to marry off to the boys.
Imagine the demographic crisis when you have 20 million young men who literally can't find a wife because that many young girls have been targeted and killed.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start to kill kids, there's all kinds of consequences. The demographic crisis that's now in Europe and in China, and there's a jihad against not only children, but against the family.
That's right.
And so we're living in a post-Christian culture, and there are a lot of consequences to that. But here's Gianna Jessen, and you would think even if people are pro-choice, they say choice. Well, here's this young woman. She survived. We should be able to celebrate her life, but they weren't in the mood to celebrate her life.
They don't, Bob. You know, just recently I had a little baby that was born here that was saved from abortion at Planned Parenthood. And the mom, the adoptive mom, this baby went up for adoption, and the mom came to Planned Parenthood to show the sidewalk counselors the fruit of their ministry. And when the security guards at Planned Parenthood saw this child, they mocked him. I said, I'm sorry that you can't celebrate a life.
Yeah,
that
this
death
child.
That child was just an object
and
to mock.
When Planned Parenthood says they're pro-choice, you'd think that they could be leading the battle against China's forced abortion program, but Planned Parenthood International has given millions of dollars to China's population
That's
control
right.
program, which now you don't have to believe a right-wing fundamentalist Christian radio show. You just got to go to Starbucks to find out that they have a forced abortion policy that's been in operation for decades now.
That's right. And the devastation that it causes on, to the individual, to the community, to the city, to the state, to the nation.
Right. So, Joe, I simply, I think what we can do is expose the lie. In fact,
yes.
it's right now in the Colorado Senate today.
As we speak.
As we speak, they're taking up the House Bill 1130,
right,
which was written by Colorado Right to Life. It passed the House. And
praise the Lord.
Yeah, amen. It's a fetal homicide bill. Colorado is one of the few states where you cannot get justice for the family of the unborn child killed by a drunk driver or by, say, a murderer.
Right.
Like Scott Peterson murdering his wife and their child, Connor, Lacey.
Yeah.
And in California, you're able to charge him with two crimes of homicide.
Which is correct. You should.
Right, of course. And here in Colorado, prosecutors, sheriffs got up and testified, and they said, look, there are families who are then hurt a second time when they find out a criminal killed their wanted child, and now they can't get justice with a homicide charge for their child. So, Joe, the hypocrisy is, for decades, Planned Parenthood has said, well, our goal is every child a wanted child.
Right.
Well, here, for one, that doesn't justify killing all these other kids.
Right.
But what we've done is expose the lie. Here's their opportunity to put that wanted child ahead of their own political agenda, their self-interest, and their single interest, and they can't do it. So they have opposed, and the Democratic-controlled Senate is expected to vote down this fetal homicide bill.
That's right. But there are faithful saints in the Senate today testifying in favor of giving them rights.
And Colorado Right to Life said that this is actually, it's an abortion-neutral bill because it doesn't mention abortion, and it's only a single sentence. I mean, even a reporter could figure out what it says.
Are you sure?
And it says that if you are committing a crime and you harm or kill a pregnant woman, then you could also be charged for any harm or death to her unborn child. And that's it. And it doesn't even use the word child because of the sensibilities of the proabords. It says an unborn member of the species Homo sapien. So it's only if you're committing a crime by Title 18 or Title 42 of Colorado Revised Statutes. Tragically, abortion is not a crime. It should be, but it's not.
Right.
So because of that, it's an abortion-neutral bill.
But it's also a principled bill. It doesn't it's not principled. Sinful.
Right. It's right. It's simply giving a tool to prosecutors so that just like 37 or so other states, you could now charge the criminal, the drunk driver, with the count of homicide if, in fact, he kills an unborn child. And here's Planned Parenthood saying, every child a wanted child. Well, here are these children, and they cannot back off of their self-interest, their political agenda, even for a moment to say, you know what? These children are loved by these families that have lost these kids to criminals, and we need to provide a way for prosecutors to give them justice. There's the music. Thank you, Joe Scott. It's an honor to have you in studio, and especially that a child was saved today. Thank you for being out there for 30 years. Thank you, Joe. And it was great to have Jason Berkey on, star of October Baby. Check out that movie.